So our mental level, the feeling, or I think feeling, mental level, is very powerful. If you have a certain sort of conviction, it's a certain sort of mental attitude there, that certainly reduces physical uncomfort or physical pains. So the opposite way, if mental level, very unhappy, too much worry, then physical comfort, physical pleasure cannot, what should be, subdue. That's very clear. So the physical level can reduce by mental level, mental feeling, but mental feeling cannot reduce, where?
Cannot subdue
or reduce by the physical comfort. So through that experience, we can see the mental level is more superior than the physical experience. So now, unfortunately, I think in many cases, we simply, you see, neglect about our internal potential. We just kind of catching,
chasing
money or just material facilities. So I'm not saying material facilities are not important. I'm not saying that. It is very important. Of course, I'm a Buddhist monk. There's a limitation. But within the limitation, I use maximum way for material facilities. Of course, it's jewelry as a monk prohibited. But sometimes little jewelry. Not just the pure sort of because of the ornament, right? But of course it's the recitation. When just watch, also not very expensive, but also because of not very cheap. So of course, you see the use material facility is beneficial. It is practical beneficial. Very good. But meantime, the other side, mental level, is it too much greed? Is it too much competitiveness? Then you always feel some kind of
dissatisfaction.
You want more, more and more. When your neighbor has got something new, if you have the attitude, oh, now my neighbor also got this, that, very good, and you feel happy. Tell it all the social chance about the Kimzi, which is rabbit, Tata Kevina, Daisy Castle, Tonya Tata Kevina, so soon and better.
Instead of rejoicing in your neighbor's prosperity and whatever the new acquisition may be, instead, if you harbor jealousy and ill will, then the result is that you yourself suffer, and it's an unnecessary suffering.
And then long run, it is very, very important to know the proper utilization of human intelligence. So that's, I feel, according to my own experience, I feel these are worthwhile to practice, to know, and to practice, to implement. So just in modern time, I think we a little bit neglected about this mental quality or mental and potential. You should not think, this train of mind is something like religious,
faith.
Religious faith. It's a totally different. Faith, religious faith is something different. Since I think in Buddhism, the main sort of method is shaping our emotion through reasoning, through intelligence. So some of the Buddhist sort of a method, I think we can adopt a normal way secular way. So perhaps in my own case, I'm Buddhist. Through my own sort of Buddhist training, Buddhist practice, the result, as I mentioned earlier, I convinced some of these, see, their method is really bring more inner strength or more inner calmness. So this, without touching religious belief, Buddhist belief, you simply, you see, the kasa
can adopt.
Can adopt these methods. So that I want to share with you.